Good evening. Am I on? Okay. I couldn't tell. Got a chance to catch some of Sienna's induction this evening into the National Honor Society. So Demetrius and Bettina are somewhere proud of their little one. Praise God. It's a platform that she now has to be a light. Every good thing that God gives us and blesses us with can be a platform to be a light of his life in the darkness. Praise God. Well, tonight we are talking about your portion. Your portion. We're going to start in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. For we are not bold to class or compare ourselves. How many of you know it's not good to compare yourself with other people? With some of those who commend themselves, but when they measure themselves by themselves, people should not be your measuring stick. Jesus Christ should be. You don't want to align with man, you want to align with him. But when they measure themselves by themselves and compare themselves with themselves, they are without understanding. But we, in contrast, will not boast beyond our measure. We will not boast beyond our measure. We're not going to go outside of our measure, our portion that God has given us, but within the measure, within the portion of the sphere. God has given each one of us a sphere to operate in. We want to make sure that we operate within that sphere, not outside of that sphere. But within the sphere, within the measure of the sphere, which God apportioned to us as a measure to reach even as far as you. God has given to each one of us a portion. And when I say a portion, I don't mean limited inheritance in Christ. We have the fullness of him bodily. But God has given us a unique and specific assignment and plan, and he's given it to each one of us, and it's a good plan. And he equips us with everything we need to fulfill that assignment. And so being content is not looking for more or less than what God has apportioned to us. When God gives us a sphere, what it means to be content is that I am happy with what God has given me. I don't have to look at everyone else. I can be content in the sphere, the measure, the portion that God has given me. We need to be content with what God has given us, what God has given you to steward. Not comparing your assignment to someone else's assignment. You don't have to be jealous of someone else's assignment because God's plan for you was wonderful as well. It's just different. You are unique. So make sure that you embrace the wonders of his plan for your life because he has a great plan for your life. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 16, we see God tell Adam of all the trees in the garden, I have freely given you to eat. So he tells him what his realm, what his portion is. I've given you all of this. This is yours. Eat freely. Eat freely. He has given us in Christ freely. It was in the garden as well. He says, eat freely within the sphere, but this one over here, don't touch it. I've given you all of this freedom here. Why would you want to take something that is not part of your sphere? When you bring something into your sphere that God has not given to you, it causes trouble. So when you operate in your sphere that God has given you, it's a wonderful sphere. He says, eat freely from that sphere. You don't have to go outside of it to bring in something that's not part of your sphere. And that's what it means to be content. I'm content with the portion that God has given me. It's not a limited portion. It's a portion for me. I don't have to step out of it to bring something in that doesn't belong to me. So God has a wonderful plan for our lives. We want to make sure that we own it, that we operate in it. Matthew chapter 25 and verse 14. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1. Listen to this, each according to his own ability. Each according to his own ability, not according to someone else's ability, but according to his own ability. What are you able to handle? Not everyone can handle the same thing. So handle what you can handle and don't worry about other people. John chapter 17. Verse 8. We're going to start at verse 6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you gave me, the men whom you gave me, the men whom you gave me. These aren't men that I went out there and got on my own. These are men that you gave me. You want to receive those people that God gives you. The men you gave me out of the world, they were yours, and you gave them to me. This is his sphere when it comes to discipleship. The men you gave me. As a discipler, as a teacher, not every student is yours. Not every person is yours. You want the people that God has given you. There's a lot of people out there, but you want the people that God has given you to connect with, whether it's ministry, teaching, business. You want what God has put in your sphere. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have come to know that everything you have given me is from you, for the words which you gave me, I have given them, and they received them and truly understood that I came forth from you, and they believe that you sent me. I ask on their behalf. I do not ask on behalf of the world, everybody else out there, that's not part of my sphere, but of those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Not everyone is yours. Single men, not every woman you see is yours. Single women, not every man you see is yours. You want the man God gives you. You want the woman God gives you. There's a lot you can choose from. You want the one that God has for you, for that is a part of your sphere. That is the garden he gave you freely to play in. Don't play in someone else's garden. John chapter 6, verse 37. All that the Father gives me will come to me. All that the Father gives to me, not what he's not given to me, all the Father gives me will come to me. All the business opportunities, all the students, all the church members, all that God has given to me will come to me, and I will not cast them out. Amen. I will not reject them. But those whom he has not given to me, when they try to come to me, I will keep them at arm's length because they are not mine. That's not my opportunity. Every business deal is not your business deal. You want the business deals that God has for you, because the ones he does not have for you that look good on the surface will bring problems and issues that you can't see right now, but he can see. But you want the ones that God has given you freely to engage with. You want the business partner, the ministry partner that God has given you freely to engage with. He says, this is your sphere. This is your arena. Don't worry about everything else out there, what everybody else is doing. What measure, what portion, what sphere has God given you to operate in? And be happy with it. Be content with it. Everybody and everything is not for you. If you have a business, not everyone is supposed to be your client. Amen. You want your clients. You want your customers. You may not get every deal, but you will get the deals that God has for you. Because every deal that seems good on the surface may not be good for you. If you're a teacher, again, you want your students. Because not every student is your student. Well, Brian, they're in the class. I know they're in the class. They might be in church. But it doesn't mean that that one is connected with you. You want the ones God has given you. And don't get mad at the ones that God has not given you. They may come, they may benefit, they may enjoy, but then you know who the inner circle is. You know the client, the customers that are your base. Those are the ones that God has given you. If you're a pastor, you want the church members God has given you, not just large crowds. You can have a big church, and that's great, that's fine, but not everybody in that 1,000-person crowd belongs to you. They may not all be hooked up with you. So you have a crowd, but then you have to ask yourself, what is my sphere? Because how God works is he speaks to a man or woman of God. He deals with them about a vision. And then he brings people alongside to hook up with that vision. As a matter of fact, he has those people and resources in place before he even speaks to you. And they have the same heart that you have. They are pre-wired to connect with you when they meet you. You may not know who they are right now, but when y'all come in contact, they're pre-wired to connect with you. Because God wouldn't have spoken that vision to you if he didn't have people that were going to come and connect with you. Now, it could be two people, it could be three people, it could be hundreds of people. But if it's just two or three, y'all will get more done than you trying to bring in 100 that'll cause you problems. You want the spouse God has for you. You want the wife. You want the husband that God has for you. You want the friends that God has for you. That boyfriend, that girlfriend that God said, that's not a part of the freely. They are going to cause problems for you. Just let them go. There are too many other good things God has given you to function and operate in for you to bring that into your life. Not every business partner is yours. Not every ministry partner is yours. John chapter 18, verse 8. Go back to verse. Did I say verse 8? Yes. Jesus answered, I told you that I am he. So if you seek me, let these go their way, to fulfill the word which he spoke, of those whom you have given me. Those whom you have given me, I have lost none. Well, Brian, I lost some opportunities. I lost some business deals. Maybe those were not ones that he had given you. Pause. All right. Everybody check the phone? Okay. All right, here we go. Of all that you've given me, I've not lost any. Well, Brian, I thought it was God. I thought it was a God deal. I thought it was a God opportunity, but I lost it. Maybe you losing it was a good thing. He says, of all you have given me, I've not lost any. Amen. But of the things that came into my life that you have not given me, it's okay if I lose those. Amen. Some things need to go away. Some people need to go away. But of all that you've given me, I've not lost any. We want to keep the things that God has for us, and we want to lose the things that God did not give us. John chapter 15, verse 19. If you are of the world would love its own, but because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you. If they keep my word, they will also keep yours. If they keep my word, they will also keep yours. Don't get anxious about people who don't receive you or your word. If they're of God and you have a word from God, they will receive it. But he says, if they keep my word, then know that they will keep yours. You want the ones whom God has set there to receive. John chapter 7, verse 17. Verse 16. So Jesus answered and said, my teaching is not mine. It's not derived from me. My teaching is not mine, but him who sent me. If anyone, that means not everyone, but if anyone has a heart for God, if anyone is willing to do his will, has a heart cry for God, then he will know of the teaching whether it is from God or not. But it starts with having a heart for God. So don't worry about people. Don't get anxious about people who don't receive what you have. If they are from God, they will connect with you. They will hook up with you. Esther chapter 2. In verse 15, Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter, came to go into the king, listen to this, she did not request anything except. I don't want anything except. She did not request anything except what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who was in charge, I don't want anything except what him who was in charge advises me to have. I don't want anything except what Haggai, the king's eunuch who was in charge of the women, advised or recommended. Now, Haggai was charged with preparing new candidates for queen, because Queen Vashti was rejected by him, by the king. So Haggai was in charge of preparing these women to become queen, and he knew exactly what Esther needed, what she needed, not what everybody else needed, but what her portion, her measure. She knew exactly what Esther needed to get the attention of the king. And Esther submitted to that. She only requested and only wanted and only desired what he who was in charge would advise. What are you requesting from God? Are you requesting only what God has shown you? Lord, I only want what you're showing me. I only want what I'm seeing in the sphere, what I can see on the inside of me. I only want the sphere that you're giving me. I'm only requesting things that pertain to my assignment, because I don't want to get caught up in other people's assignments. I want my assignment. So am I asking God for things that pertain to my assignment, or am I asking for things that are outside of my assignment? She only would request that which he advised. I'm only going to ask for that which God would advise me to ask for. I could have it. Notice it says she requested. She could have had a lot, but she only requested that which he advised. She could have it, but it might not be the best thing for her. We don't want to go outside of our portion. And it's a good portion. All the trees in the garden you may freely eat, except don't go here, because that's not a part of your portion. That's not what I gave you. John chapter 10, verse 16. Jesus says, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them in also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. The Gentiles had to come in. They were not a part of that immediate ministry group, but Jesus knew and saw them afar off. Although they hadn't talked yet, they hadn't connected yet, he knew who his sheep were. He was intimately acquainted with his sphere. He hadn't seen all of his sphere yet. All of his sphere hadn't come in, but it was coming in because God had given him that sphere. He knew which sheep were his, and he laid hold of them. Lay hold of the opportunities. Lay hold of the people. Lay hold of the church members. Lay hold of the students that you haven't even met yet, that are yet coming in. You can see them. I want to bring those ones in. Not everyone is called to be at every church. And growth is great. Numerical growth is great. Ideally, more people represents more souls, more lives to impact, right? But I'd rather have 200 that are supposed to be there,
yes,
than 1,000 that are not.
Yes.
Because I can do more with less drama. I don't need a whole lot of friends. I need my friends. Give me a couple of good friends. A 2-3-fold cord is not easily broken. I don't need a 20 line cord. 20-fold cord, you know? But what is your portion? What is your sphere? What has God called you to? Are you laying hold of all that God has for you? Or are you sneaking over into someone else's territory? Genesis chapter 12. In verse 1. Now the Lord said to Abram, go forth from your country and from your relatives. He said, leave your country, leave your relatives. Leave your relatives. And from your father's house to the land which I will show you, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So great plan for Abram that God has for him. Great sphere. Leave your family. Verse 4. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken, and Lot went with him. Abram went forth, and Lot, his nephew, went with him. His nephew, family. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew. There it is again. And Lot went with him. And Lot, his nephew, and all their possessions which they had accumulated, and the persons which they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan. Abram passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. Now the Canaanite was then in the land. We can skip. To chapter 13, verse 1. So far we have get away from your family. Abram left, but Lot, his family, went with him. Verse 1, so Abram went up from Egypt to the Negev, he and his wife and all that belonged to him. And here we go again. And Lot went with him. That's three times now. And Lot went with him. He went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai, to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents. And the land could not sustain them. Now it's becoming a problem. The land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were so great, they were not able to remain together. You think God already knew this? They were not able to remain together. As long as they remained together, the growth was limited. As long as they were operating in a sphere that they weren't supposed to be operating in, the growth was limited. So I want God's plan for my life. God had a plan for Abram's life, but he had this thing, this person in his sphere that wasn't supposed to be there. And now growth is taking place, but it's limited. They could only go so far. You can only go so far trying to operate in your sphere and someone else's sphere too. And look what happens when you pull in something or someone from another sphere into your portion. And there was strife. Sometimes there is strife in a business deal because the business deal is not the deal that God gave you. And you wanted it because it looked good on the surface, but there were underlying things there. And so now there's strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock. Verse 8, so Abram said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me. I'm done with this. Nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. The strife had went out to everybody now. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. You may have somebody in your life that you need to say, please separate from me. Because you allowed them in, but they weren't part of your portion. I want those that God has given me. I want the people that God has given me. I want the wife God has given me. I want the friends God gives me, not the friends I take of my own choosing. I want to be led by God into the arenas and the areas that he has freely given me. Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left. Lot lifted up his eyes and saw all the valley of the Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as you go to Zoar. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward, and thus separated from each other. Sanctification, thus separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot settled in the cities of the valley and moved his tents as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly and sinners against the Lord. Look at verse 14. Look at what happens after the separation takes place. When we get to that place of just operating in our own portion, getting out everything that's not a part of the assignment. Then the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, the Lord said to Abram, verse 14, after Lot had separated from him, now lift up your eyes and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, westward, for all the land which you see, I will give it to you and to your descendants forever. He spoke it after he got his sphere right. Now that you let go of this business deal, let's talk about all this other stuff I have for you. Now that you've let go of this client that's been tormenting you, let's talk about all these other clients that I have for you. Now that you let that student walk out, let us please separate. Because I'm going on without you. Now that you let that student walk out, let's talk about all the other students I have for you. Now that you let that man go, let's talk about the man I have for you. Now that you let that woman go, let's talk about the woman I have for you. She's good. Because everything that God creates is good. God has a good plan for your life. He has freely given it to you. He says, enter into it. Lay hold of it. Enjoy it. It's going to be unique. The right fit for you. The right fit for your family. Somebody else next to you who loves God just as much has a different assignment, has a different sphere. Celebrate with them. Enjoy it. But those who compare themselves with themselves are not wise. I'm trying to do it like this because I've seen everybody else do it like that. And it's not working for me because I'm like David. I'm trying to wear Saul's armor and that doesn't work for me. I work with stones and slingshots, not swords and armor. That's not my sphere. What is your sphere of influence? How is God going to flow through you very uniquely in that sphere, maybe in a way that he's not flowed through anyone else? And you say, well, man, nobody else has done that before like that. People might think I'm crazy. If it's God, you want to make sure it's God. Okay, you don't want to reinvent the wheel just for the sake of reinventing the wheel. But if it's from God and it's unique, trust God with it. Trust God with that individual, unique expression that he has on the inside of you. He has a sphere. He has a portion for you. Eat your portion. You up in somebody else's plate. Can I get some of your? No. Eat your portion. He's given you more than enough. If you eat your portion, you will be satisfied. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We're done.
Another one knocked out of the park. Praise God. That was very good. Very good. Just because it looks good doesn't mean that it's for you. Just because it looks good doesn't mean it's for you. Praise God. But what that does mean is you've got to keep in touch with God. Keep that channel open so that he can show you what's for you. Because a lot of things there will always be something trying to come along and cause disruption. But you've got to know what is yours. Praise God. And the way to do that is just to keep in touch with him. Keep the channels open. Praise God. Stand with me. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had here in your presence. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your word, Father God. We take now your word that we have heard and we plant it deep within our heart and in our lives so that it will not be stolen from us. It will not be choked out. It will not be ruined. But Father, it will produce much fruit, the fruit that you set it out to produce. Father, we believe that you sent your word to us tonight. We receive that word and we know that it has an expected end. It has a destination to reach and it will reach that destination and we will be with it. And I thank you, Father God, that this time has been a glorious time in your presence and in your word. And Father, I just speak blessings on all those that are here in this assembly and all those that are watching by live stream. I just say that you are the blessed of the Lord, and whom the Lord has blessed, none can curse, that you walk daily in his love and his countenance shines on you, and that he gives you favor, he gives you peace, he brings good things of abundance and riches and health and strength to you. Everything you put your hand to is prosperous and successful, and God leads you in his path. We hear his voice, we follow after him, and we are successful and we are prosperous in every way. Hallelujah. You are blessed. Thank you for being here tonight. We'll see you on Sunday. Oh, one more thing. All of you watching by live stream, I'm pointing my finger at you. If you're supposed to be here, be here. We If you're part of our sphere, if you're part of this house, come on. We want you here. Praise God. Rest of you, good job. We'll see you on Sunday.